As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside nobody at all because I am alone in my apartment, but on the phone slash computer slash iPad slash every other possible device I could find. Anthony, the backup, how the hell are you, buddy?
Hey, it's good to be here, even if it's via FaceTime slash whatever. It's good to be here. It's a cool 69 degrees where I am. I'm not wow it is by you.
You're in the OG studio.
Yeah, I'm at the OG studio. You're damn right.
I'm in the people's studio, and you're in the OG studio.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's how it is. We have a great show ahead of us. We have so much hockey to talk about. I am so excited. And Alicia just started the washer, and I have no idea if this is going to come through or not. This is unbelievable. I'm not sure why she would do this. Man. This is incredible. We're gonna see if you can hear it on the recording. My bad. We've got a great show ahead of us. We have so much hockey to talk about. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Podcast on all of our social media and podcasting platforms. You can find us everywhere at the Power Play Podcast. Check us out. Go give us a review. Let us know what you think of the show. Anthony finally just gave me access to the Twitter once again, so I can. Help assist the activity on Twitter.
It's a busy time right now.
It is a very busy time. We have free agency still going on. There's still a few big time players still on the board, but we've got so much to talk about, Anthony. The main events, the free agency. We've got PIMS start sis of the week. Let's get down to it, bud. You ready?
Let's get right to it.
Are you ready to get right down to it here?
You already asked me that.
Are you ready?
No.
I said, are you? Why'd you pause me? I'm paused on the FaceTime here, bud.
I didn't mean
to. I want to see your beautiful face.
I was trying to enlarge you. First, I was trying to take a picture of us, and then I tried to enlarge it.
Well, you messed up, buddy. You messed up. Let's get down to it, buddy. PIMS of the week. We're giving 2 minutes to our soon-to-be PIMS leader of the show. The NHL, the EA Sports NHL franchise only gets 2 minutes this time because they posted a picture. I can't even say it's the picture. It's just the game still fucking up. It's still the creators not giving any realism to the game in NHL 20 that's coming out. What brought this to my attention is they posted a picture of Artemi Panarin in the CCM super fast gloves or the super tack gloves, and the design on them is not even a design that you'll ever see in the NHL. It's too complex. The NHL simplifies all their designs, and it's just unacceptable that the EA Sports NHL franchise cannot get it right. They just can't, and I don't understand it.
We see it year after year.
It's just unfortunate. 2 minutes to Chell. 4 minutes is going to the Colorado Avalanche for a trade that they did with the Toronto Maple Leafs that would acquire forward Nazem Kadri and a prospect and a draft pick for Tyson Barrie, Alex Kerfoot, who is a young up-and-comer, and a sixth-round pick. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Did you just take a picture of me, bud? Is that why you're smiling?
I screenshot it. Okay. I'm going to put it on
Instagram.
Okay. But I don't get it at all from the Colorado Avalanche standpoint. It's a great trade for Toronto. They need defense, and Tyson Barrie is a good defenseman.
And that's what
this is really going to help their back end out.
And that's what I have a problem with is right-handed shot defensemen are so hard to come by. Tyson Barrie is that type of player, and you just let him go for Nazem Kadri, who is, in my opinion, very streaky.
He is a great player.
But you're also giving up the future in a player like Alex Kerfoot. So I'm just 4 minutes to the Colorado Avalanche there, and 5 minutes just to show not only just to show that we're not biased on this podcast, but we're giving 5 minutes to our beloved New York Rangers because in their attempts to acquire or to sign and lure in forward Artemi Panarin during the free agency period, they put up Artemi Panarin's head in a Rangers sweater right on the Jumbotron in Madison Square Garden, and you would think it is a beautiful sight. But those who don't know, it was a left-handed shot player that they put Artemi Panarin's head on. Artemi Panarin's not lefty. He's a righty.
Absolutely.
So they dropped the ball on that one. It was not a good start. And when I saw it, I was like, man, I was like, man, this is not a good look. He's going to not want to sign here because of that. Like, I would just be just rattled if they did that to me. But we'll get into the Artemi Panarin signing a little bit later on in the show. That was our Pims of the Week. And Anthony, I think it's time to jump into the next best segment of the show. It's going to be the starts, the sits, and the call-ups. And I'm shooting it over to you because I just ran my mouth way too long for the Pims of the Week.
You so did. What's up, you buddy? You were going off for a minute there, but I'll.
I was rolling.
Yeah. Okay. If you say so. My starts this week is going to be California hockey. California hockey as a whole. I was reading that the new Seattle franchise, their AHL team, is going to be playing in Palm Springs, California. So now they're going to have 6 pro teams in California alone.
That's huge.
So hockey is just becoming so big there. It's not one of those secondary markets anymore. It's not a non-traditional hockey market anymore. It's a huge hockey market in today's day and age. And they're even producing NHL players. Guys like Jason Zucker, Matt Nieto, and even, I didn't know this until I looked it up, but Brooks Orpik.
Oh, really?
All from California.
Wow.
And technically, I read that Austin Matthews is from California, even though he moved to Arizona.
Yeah, yeah.
He was born in California, though. So California is producing some hockey players now.
Yeah.
Some big-time NHL names coming through.
Yeah, and they have a lot of junior programs there and a lot of successful youth hockey teams in the California area. And, I mean, it is on the rise, man. Good call on that one.
Yeah, I was also reading that some of the junior Sharks, they're like their junior program there, some of those players were drafted into the WHL this past draft. So big things happening in California for the kids. California kids. Now I'm going to go to my sit. It's going to be PK's fan video he made right after he got traded.
What?
And he had no Devils gear at all. He's just, going off.
He pointed that out at the end of the video. He was like, I got to get some swag. The Devils got to send me some swag. I don't have anything.
He probably didn't need to mention it at all. He probably just could have had the thank you video and then just went on. But he's like, he's got like the little like rock thermos. He's got whatever. It's just like, just,
yeah. Well, he was doing? Like, he's like, doing, he's like the New York Red Bull hats that he had, or the Red Bull hats that he had was the only red he actually had. He was like throwing it. He's like, this is all the red I got.
Yeah.
And then he followed it up.
What are you doing, man?
He followed it up with some training videos. He was in his Preds gear and he posted, he's like going to be in the new Devils thread soon. I promise. And then he posts himself in a Devils jersey with his name on it and everything, practicing, but he still had all the Predators gear on it. Like, he had the Predators gloves, Predators shell, Predators socks, helmet, everything, but he had the Devils sweater.
Yeah.
So it was like...
Not sure what he's pushing for there.
Devils got to get your boy some swag, man.
Little confusing. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's more of a sit for both of them, then, the Devils and PK.
Are you sitting the Devils here?
I'm sitting the Devils on one hand, and the other, I got to call them up.
Yeah?
For getting PK in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
Great guy to have on the back end. He's going to give them a lot of jump. He's got playoff experience. He hasn't won it, but he's been to the Cup. He can help a lot of the young guys there. And also for drafting Jack Hughes.
Yeah.
I think Capo's been getting a lot of attention as saying he's the more NHL ready guy. And, you know, he's young too. How old is Capo? 19 years old?
Yeah. Both of them are 19 or 18.
He's
yeah.
a young kid. So they both have very bright futures. Jack Hughes, I really think he has such a bright future in the NHL. Patrick Kane gave him all the accolades, said, I don't like people comparing him to me because in a lot of ways he's doing things better than I am.
Yeah.
And this is a guy who just played with him. And Patrick Kane's not the type of guy to be doling out these compliments. If he didn't have anything to say, he probably just wouldn't say it. So I really think that the Devils have a franchise player in Jack Hughes and training for PK. I think they're doing everything they can to make themselves competitive again. You got to respect that.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely setting themselves up for some success. Something we'll talk about later on in the offseason is definitely the Devils, how their 2019-2020 outlook will be. The goaltending still concerns me. But another thing is, and we'll definitely talk about this a little later when we talk about the free agents, they were able to bring in Wayne Simmonds as well on a one-year deal on the low, man. So that was a huge get for them. That was some good starts to this call-up, so I got to give it to you there, buddy. But yeah. I'm bringing some thrill with this start here, bud. I'm bringing some thrill. I'm bringing Phil the Thrill in Arizona, and that's who I am starting this week. I am starting Phil in Arizona, Phil Kessel in Arizona. He was traded in a deal that sent him from Pittsburgh to Arizona for forward Alex Galchenyuk. And, I mean, I love this trade for Arizona. Last year I was pretty high on Arizona. This year I'll probably still be high on Arizona again. Rick Tocch is in Arizona. The connection between him and Phil Kessel is strong. I think Phil Kessel's a great hockey player, in my opinion. A lot of people are – I've seen some negativity regarding him. But I am very, very excited to see what Phil Kessel can do in the Arizona Coyotes sweater, along with players like Clayton Keller. You got OEL on the back end. It's going to be definitely exciting to see what happens in Arizona.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They got a good young squad. Phil the Thrill really fills that out nicely.
Definitely. Definitely. I'm super excited to see what Arizona has to offer next season.
I can see them making the jump into the playoffs.
And I'm sitting. And I'm calling this guy out, you know.
Okay.
If they listen to the show, that'd be great. But I'm calling out Mike Commodore. I'm calling out Mike Commodore on Twitter. He had a very, very poor take on the upcoming free agency with Artemi Panarin, with big name free agents like Artemi Panarin and Sergei Bobrovsky. We were able to see he predicted, he was like saying that those guys are two peas in a pod, and we're going to end up seeing Panarin and Bobrovsky both on the Islanders, and it's insane to think that that would have happened. I would have been so freaking out if I saw the Islanders get both Panarin and Bob, but in the end, he ended up being wrong. We see Bob in Florida, and we see Panarin in New York. They were split up, and neither of them went to the Islanders, so that was just crazy to see. Mike Commodore, you are my sit of the week, and I'm calling up us, and I've done it so many times before. I've told the listeners, promised them that we're going to give them episodes after episodes after episodes, and have a legit schedule, and we haven't done it, and
we haven't, and
we apologize for it, but I have some big news, some huge news. This show is coming out every Saturday. This show will be released. Every Saturday, this show will be released. You can listen to it all week long up until next Saturday. You can listen every Saturday. We're going to be putting out an episode. On top of that, I myself, the one and only Vinny Milani, is going to be giving out individual shows, content from myself, my personal self. Every week on the Power Play podcast platform. So you can check that out along with our episodes that come out every week. That's what I'm calling up. I'm calling up a special time in the Power Play podcast. And that was our starts. That was our sits. That was our call-ups. We had a hiccup there. But now it's time. It's time. It's time for the main event. Free agency frenzy here, buddy. This is huge. This is huge. This is the moment everyone's been waiting for.
Do you mind if I slip in a little setup of the week?
Are you shitting me right now? If you would have told me you had a setup of the week, I would have put that in after the Pims of the Week. Unbelievable.
I have a setup of the week. When do I not have a setup?
I mean, we didn't talk about it. We didn't talk about it. Yeah. All right, Anthony Mwani's setup of the week here. Here we go.
You sound very excited.
Ecstatic. Jumping with joy.
So, this week's setup of the week is a little different from the previous weeks. It is not. It's not a goalie from any of these like the AHL, NHL, ECHL. It's from the NARC Roller Hockey Championships this past week. Yeah, there's a Mission Black Ice roller pro team that actually John Shivo plays for, who actually plays in the ECHL. And there's some other pro players there too. You know, Pat Maroon played.
Danny Echeverria, friend of the show, Danny Echeverria.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of pros have actually played in the NARC tournament.
I am such a piece of shit for that.
But I can't find the goalie's name for the Mission Black Ice. But his pads.
There's your research, bud.
I did research. I couldn't find it. I went to like 20 Instagram pages, couldn't find it. His picture is on like 30 Instagram pages, couldn't find it. But he's got this. It's a digital print, like you see on a lot of the Bauer pads, and they're Mission pads, and Bauer owns Mission. But they're very different because it's the graphics on the entire pad with the Mission logo in the middle. It kind of looks like a Stormtrooper if you put the pads together. And their jerseys are also – the pads were made to match exactly the jersey. They're very cool. I've always loved the style of roller hockey.
Oh, yeah. It's very unique.
Goalies – Mission especially has always been great with style. I'm going to post this on our Twitter. It's a very unique setup.
And, you know, honestly, that's not a popular take. A lot of people are dogging, like, roller hockey and roller hockey style and stuff like that. So that's not that popular of a take right there, bud. Your streak right now is not that great with the listeners, so you might as well just keep piling on the dog shit that you're digging yourself into.
I got some heat for my Layla takes.
Yeah,
last
you got
week,
some
huh?
heat for your Layla takes. You got a lot of heat last week. I will say that.
I did.
So right. Now, am I allowed to get into the free agency talk here? The moment everyone's been waiting for.
Yeah, go ahead.
Am I allowed to get into that here?
Go ahead.
Okay, so we're getting into our free agency talk. I think the biggest deal out of them all is the deal that Artemi Panarin signed with our New York Rangers. He was the number one free agent on the board. He signs with the New York Rangers for 7 years, $81.5 million over those 7 years, which averages out to be $11.6 million per. Anthony, this deal is huge for the Rangers. For Artemi Panarin, it'll take him to around 34, 35 years old. This is huge. What are your thoughts on the Artemi Panarin deal?
I really like this deal. I think they are loaded with young talent right now. Bringing in a guy like Panarin, who is somewhat of a vet now, but still young, highly skilled. We have what I'm starting to refer to as the Russian machine, a.k.a. the Russian Rangers. Yeah. We got Shestorkin coming in goal. We signed Kravtsov. We just inked Panarin to a sick deal. He's getting his money. I'm happy for him. We also signed the Rykov kid on defense. We have Buchnevich. We have a whole Russian connection going on. It reminds me of the late 90s Wings. And like the late 90s Wings, I believe we're going to bring home maybe seven or eight
100%.
Cups.
100%. The next seven or eight years are ours. I feel like it's
you know, it's really not even a hot take at this point.
I mean, it's a great deal. I mean, he also, rumor has it that a lot of reports say that he took less money to come to New York. He said that there were lots of reports saying that the Islanders offered him 12 mil per, whereas Rangers offered him around 11. He took a deal to come to
New York.
I read
a report that said Islanders, they offered him $12.5 million. That's what I read.
So, I mean, he took a pay cut to come to New York. We thought this would happen last offseason. We thought this would end up happening during this free agency where Panarin would come to the Rangers. I agree 100% with you, though, that the Rangers got a great talented player in Artemi Panarin. It's going to be great to see what the Rangers can do on offense with him. He'll probably be lined up next to Mika Zibanejad. On the other side would be Pavel Buchnevich, that Russian connection like you were talking about. It's going to be great to see. It's going to be great to see.
Love it.
The next deal that I definitely have to talk about would be the Matt Duchene deal. He was number two on the free agency board with signing with Nashville. 7 years, $56 million, a little bit less than, well, actually a lot less than Artemi Panarin's deal. What is Matt Duchene's – Nashville is that borderline team. What do you think Matt Duchene brings to the table that may put Nashville over the hump and get them that cup that they are longing for?
Matt Duchene, incredibly skilled player. He's gotten some heat for not being the best guy in the locker room, but I think that's pretty much been put to rest with his time in Columbus. And recent interviews that you've heard, it seems like he's a pretty well-liked guy, pretty easygoing guy. He's just highly skilled. He could play up and down the lineup pretty much anywhere you need him. He's gonna help a team out that has been on that cusp, not a bubble team for the playoffs, but a bubble team for making that next step to winning their cup, because they have the pieces, they have the goalie, they've had the experience now where they've been to the cup. He's a player like in 94, I think the Rangers picked up Craig McTavish at the deadline. This isn't a deadline deal, but this is definitely a player that when you look at the rest of the team, you think, wow, that could put them
that could
over
be
the
that
edge.
Missing piece. No, I 100% agree with you.
Absolutely.
I mean, that you slide him in now. Kyle Turris would be your third line, your third line center. That's big money tied up in your third line center. That's a good deal.
Absolutely.
They also have Ryan Johansson is their top center, anchoring that first line. But now that's some real great center depth that you have there in Nashville, and we've seen it all over the league. That center depth is very key for team success. Now, those were the top two free agents. We also saw a lot of a couple goalie signings. We saw a goalie swap between the two Alberta teams, and Cam Talbot going to Calgary and Mike Smith going to Edmonton. We also saw
great geography there, bud.
That's right. Are you calling?
Yeah, great
me out?
Geography. Yeah, not.
Oh, okay. Good. You know, I'm smart occasionally, but so. We were able to see those goalie swaps. We saw Robin Leonard now backing up Corey Crawford in Chicago. What out of all the signings in the league, Anthony? Let's talk some winners and losers of free agency. Who do you have? Well, oh God, what do you want?
Let's backtrack that last comment. Who's to say that Robin Leonard is going to be backing up anyone?
I mean,
I think Robin Leonard is going to be the starter in Chicago.
I
really do. We don't have to. I can tell by your face you don't want to get too much into this, but I think Robin Leonard is a way better goalie than Corey Crawford. And Corey Crawford's not going to make it past the first week of the season.
I agree. I can definitely see that happening.
Even if Corey Crawford begins the season as the starter, Robin Leonard is going to take it over. I'll bet money on that. I'll bet B Dubs on that,
dude. By the way, let's talk about that real quick. You owe me about 8 trips to Buffalo Wild Wings just because I've been smoking you at golf.
Yeah, I've had some rough rounds lately. Yeah. But I'm gonna get back on top here, especially with some back on. But that's another conversation.
We'll see about that.
I can definitely see
Robin Leonard taking the starting job from Chicago. And since we're side noting here, let's not take away from the fact that Chicago also went out and acquired former Blackhawk Andrew Shaw, which is a huge deal for Chicago Blackhawk fans.
Yeah, great. He's a fan favorite, great depth signing. Yeah, character guy. He'll start shit.
But free agency, Anthony. Free agency here. Winners and losers. Let's start off with the losers. Let's get the bad stuff out of the way. Who out of all the free agent signings, the teams, who do you think is a loser out of all this? It can be a team, it can be a player, it can be whoever you want.
I think the Islanders could be considered losers. They picked up Semyon Varlamov, who he's been good when he's healthy, but the problem is he's never healthy. And outside of Varlamov losing Leonard, they have Thomas Greiss, who had a good year last year, but we've seen it where when the pressure isn't on as a starter, we've seen plenty of guys play well. I don't think that Thomas Greiss or Semyon Varlamov is going to be the answer to the Islanders' problems in net, especially going long-term. So to me, they would be a loser of the
Yeah, free no, I could definitely see that. A lot of people were talking about them as a big loser, for sure. I would have to go, in my opinion, I know this isn't a team that many people have on their radar, but the Anaheim Ducks. The Anaheim Ducks are a team that I would consider a big loser because they didn't make any.
They were a loser before free agency.
They've been losing a lot lately, and you want to see teams get better, and Anaheim didn't. Anaheim didn't go out there and make a move for a piece to at least get them in the right.
They lost Corey Perry.
Yeah, they lost Corey Perry, which freed up, which actually.
We didn't talk about that. Dallas picked up some pieces.
Okay, we can get into that real quick. So Anaheim was my loser of that, but I'm not sure about. I love Joe Pavelski going to Dallas. I like that.
That's a big piece for them.
Is that really what they? You know, I guess you probably are a little bit more familiar with Dallas. Tell me what do you think? Was going out and signing Andre Sequeira and Joe Pavelski and Corey Perry, was that? You think that is something that gets them over the hump? Because look at it.
Absolutely. It adds depth behind Sagan and Ben, which they don't have.
Look at it this way, though. You bring in a guy like Joe Pavelski, you bring in a guy like Corey Perry. You lost Jason Spezza, so you would think that maybe one of those is just a replacement for Jason Spezza?
Corey Perry is the Spezza replacement.
So that's a wash. Bringing Corey Perry is a wash at this point.
But I do think Corey Perry has better
hands. Okay, he has better hands.
At this point.
But I think both those players...
So maybe a slight upgrade. Maybe a slight upgrade.
I would honestly say both those players are on the same level. You bring in Joe Pavelski, and that's a good thing. That's a good leadership thing.
Pavelski is definitely a leadership and
but
a depth.
Think about it this way. So you say Corey Perry, and I would say Corey Perry and Jason Spezza is a wash. You lost Matt Zuccarello. You think Matt Zuccarello and Joe Pavelski are kind of a similar type of leader? There's the leadership and the locker room type of guy that Zuccarello was.
As much as I like Zuccarello, I don't think he was there long enough to make a big impact in the locker room. He just wasn't there long enough.
He was younger though.
Pavelski can come in. Pavelski is going to come in right away, and I think he'll make more of a short term impact. Which right now Dallas is short term.
They're a win now team.
Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin aren't—they're in their prime, but they aren't getting any younger. Same with Ben Bishop. Same with Alexander Radulov. They're in win now mode. They're not trying to build a team for the future. So getting Pavelski, getting Perry—they're trying to win now, and I think they're doing a good job of getting the pieces they need. Free agency isn't over. There's names like Brian Boyle still out there, who's another good depth signing. Guys like that. Pat Maroon's out there, so. Free agency isn't over. They could still make a splash going forward, but I think they're off.
I can agree with that. Another team. Who would you say would be a winner at this point? Then.
The New York Rangers,
of course. The New York Rangers.
They're the winners. They're the winners.
We're going all the way. We're going all the way. And boys' night out.
Oh man!
No, I can definitely see that.
All right. Okay. Aside from the Rangers, I think Nashville did really good with Matt Duchene. I think that's a big. I've talked about it earlier. I think that's one of those pieces that you think maybe that puts him over the hump to get him out of the West again. Who did you have in mind as a winner? It looks like you're shaking your head.
I was shaking my head because I was scratching my head, buddy. I scratched my head here.
Oh. Well, wash your
hair.
I'm
gonna shower for this, bud. I'm gonna need a shower. First time this month.
Well, it's only the third, so you made it.
That was the joke, buddy. Wait, grab the knife and then write the joke.
Not a joke because you really shouldn't be waiting 3 days to shower.
Okay,
buddy.
Sure.
Was it a joke?
I stink. The New Jersey Devils are one of the winners to me. Being able to bring in a player like Wayne Simmons on a one-year deal.
I forgot all about the Wayne train.
I mean, that to me is a great deal for the New Jersey Devils, bringing Wayne Train on a one-year deal. And it's such a good deal for them. I really like that move a lot. Another good piece to add to what they're already building. The New Jersey Devils, in my opinion, you pick the Rangers. I'm picking. I mean, it's going to be a great rivalry between these two teams.
Between Kapo Kakko.
I'm telling you, man, there were some videos, man, that Jack Hughes and Kapo Kakko do not like each other. They are not friends.
I love it.
They are not friends.
That's awesome.
This is not going to be a friendly rivalry. You got to think about being in Jack Hughes's shoes. In this position, because something that I see all over social media is a picture of Jack Hughes being put in a headlock by Kapo Kakko, and I think that's just something I imagine being in the league and you're seeing that all over the place, and that's something, one of the early seeds being planted in this rivalry, like that's got to rattle you, that's got to piss you off. So I'm excited for that. My winner is the New Jersey Devils. Your winner was our boys, the Rangers here.
They're the clear winners to me. Don't at me, but they're the clear winners.
I mean, I already got into a discussion with one of my buddies.
I've talked to Rangers fans who don't like it.
I talked to a friend of mine here, a big Flyers fan. He was talking about how the people on NHL Network were saying the Rangers were contenders now with the Artemi Panarin deal. And now there's a different – there's two
– they're still a
young
team.
There's two different things here. The Rangers are playoff contenders. They're not Stanley Cup contenders yet. That is too. That's too far to say. But they are.
No, but they're going to go from missing the playoffs to making it. So they're making that jump to the next step this season, in my opinion. And that to me makes them winners.
I think so too. And I got an argument with my friends saying that they're not there yet. It remains to be seen. But I think the Rangers are moving into that contender, that playoff contender role here. That to me, I don't think we've ever really talked about the Rangers on this show a lot because we don't.
We try not to be biased, but here
they are picking up the top free agent in free agency. What's the negative behind this, Anthony? What's the negative behind bringing in a big deal for Artemi Panarin? And let's not forget, before they made that deal, they maybe jumped the gun and said, hey, let's make some more room and get rid of Jimmy Vesey for only a third-round pick. That was a deal they did right before they signed Panarin, and in my opinion, that was a negative behind all this greatness that we're seeing from the Rangers, that they dealt a young player like Jimmy Vesey, who's been on the rise, for just a third-round pick to a team in the Metro.
Yeah, I agree. That's a con that you got to trade a guy like Vesey, who definitely one of the fan favorites, contributes offensively a lot. Also, long term, the Panarin deal might sour. Yes. It's a 7-year deal. I'd say maybe after the fourth year, if the Rangers haven't made that next step to the Cup, which you know there's 30. There'll be what
32 teams come.
There'll be 32 teams when that happens. The odds of them winning the Cup aren't great. For any one team, I'm saying like they're, you know, only one team can win it every year.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking by that fourth year, Rangers fans will be getting pretty restless, and it's very easy to blame a guy who's making $11.6 million a year. We've seen it with just about every free agent signing in our entire life, from Jaromir Jagr to Chris Drury to Rick Nash, that's the guy who takes the fall for it. So that to me is the major con of this, even over having to, because we had to get rid of somebody. It was easy, but we had to get rid of somebody to make room, and we might be getting rid of more. I've heard rumors of Buchnevich and Kreider being let go.
Yeah, the Kreider rumors are the hardest part about seeing this Rangers offseason, because it's really tough. It's really tough to get rid of a player that's a fan favorite like Chris Kreider, who in both our opinions could be captain of this team in the very near future. A note to bring up that I saw a tweet from, I believe it was Bob McKenzie, he was talking about the no trade clause in the Panarin deals, in the Panarin deal. And I believe there is 2 years of no movement clause and 2 years of modified no movement clause, where he could give you a 10 team no trade list in the fourth year of his contract. So that is something to look at, though, because around that time he'll be in his early 30s when you are able to trade him without any strings attached. There's no 10-team list. There's no difficulty. That helps in this deal a lot for me in the Panarin deal. Now, Anthony, do we cover it all? Is there anything else?
We've covered everything that I wanted to cover. There's nothing that I have left. That I can think. Did we talk about Talbot and Smith?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't remember. And the reason why I say I don't remember is because I just stopped hearing you. What did you say?
Did we talk about Talbot
and
Smith?
We did talk about Talbot and Smith. It's really a wash.
Yeah, I think. All right, I think we're done, especially since looking.
Yeah, the audio is giving out here, folks.
Go ahead.
On that note, folks, thank you guys so much for tuning into a fun choppy episode of the Power Play Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Pod, and follow us on all of our podcasting platforms at the Power Play Podcast. Leave us a review. Tell us what you think of the show. On that note, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great night or day whenever you're listening.
See ya.